But out of the box, we start with one of the most talented singer-songwriters around.
Writing you this letter from some old hotel. I can feel the distance between us.
Our first guest this afternoon has been making terrific music for more than 25 years now. He comes back to Maine for an appearance at Aura in Portland on April 14th. And we're delighted to have Mark Cohn back with us. Mark, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, guys. Nice to talk to you.
Last time you were on with us was around the 25th anniversary of the first album, and you were putting together the wonderful collections, Careful What You Dream, the Lost Songs and Rarities collection, and then Evolution of a Record. Man, have you been busy since then doing your own music and working with everybody. Can we talk about the work you did with the great William Bell?
Oh, man, thanks for bringing up that record. Yeah, I'll talk about it anytime you want. William, as some of you know, I hope all of you know, is a great soul legend. Wrote Born Under a Bad Sign and You Don't Miss Your Water. And I think decades went by when he just didn't make any records. But my good friend John Leventhal was asked to produce William for what was, I think, seen as a comeback record of sorts, even though I'm not sure he ever really went away. But I was asked to co-write about half the songs on that record, which ended up winning the Grammy for Best Americana Record a couple of years back. So I'm very proud of the work I did on that record, and I think William's voice and songwriting abilities are as great as they've ever been.
And did it kind of take you back to your musical roots and your early inspirations, really capturing the feel of those old Stax records?
Totally. I completely did that for me, and it was why I really loved working on that record, because John Leventhal really didn't want to try to copy anything that William was known for, but we also weren't trying to make an updated version. We just wanted William to feel like the tracks that we were making for him, he could sing in an organic, natural way. And it did remind me of the early Stax days. William was the first artist ever signed to Stax, so he's got an important place in music history, if only for that. But it was a great year for me of writing. I wrote about six songs for William's record. And then I wrote one song, co-wrote a song with David Crosby that same year. So all of my greatest influences were covered in terms of the singer-songwriter era, which is huge for me, and on the soul music from Memphis.
And you also did some work with the Blind Boys of Alabama.
I did. I've been on the road with them on and off for the last couple of years. And I'm happy to say we just finished a record together. Three new studio tracks and seven live tracks. It will be out in the middle of the summer. I just got signed to BMG to put this one record out, and I'm really, really proud of it. We just finished mixing a few days ago.
That's fantastic. Well, I look forward to hearing that. I think your recent records have been some of the absolute best that you've done in your career. We talked with you last time about Listening Booth 1970, which is just an extraordinary album. Is there any chance you would revisit, if not 1970, then another influential year like that?
I suppose. I mean, I've just done this record with the Blind Boys, which is a lot of old songs of mine, plus, as I said, three new tunes. I guess I really want my next record to be a full Mark Cohn, you know, new music record. And then after that, who knows? I loved making that Listening to the record, so I'd be up for it. I just don't want to do another record that covers so soon. But I enjoyed making it, and yeah, I'm sure I could find 15 more years of hugely influential, and it would be fun to try to figure out how to make a record out of. The concept of just doing 10 or 11 songs from one year, I really, really like. So who knows? I would revisit it if only to have that much fun making a record again.
Mark Cohn with us here on Downtown. He'll be at Aura in Portland on April 14th. We were looking online trying to find a good song to play as we welcomed you in this afternoon. And, of course, Walking in Memphis comes up with 83 million plays on whatever streaming service we went to here. I mean, you can't plan for that kind of thing. How can you imagine as a songwriter that you'll have a song that becomes that part of the American musical canon?
It's phenomenal. I mean, listen, I'd love to have done it six or seven more times. But, to have one song that reached that many people, and it still has a life. I mean, it's really amazing. I don't even feel like I'm the writer of that song anymore. It belongs to the world. And I guess in the end, that's what you really want. I'm really proud of having written that song. I think we made a really beautiful record of it. It was really difficult to record. It took us months to get the right arrangement of that song. But I guess we figured it out.
We played a track from The Rainy Season, Walk Through This World With Me, which is one of my favorite of your songs. It's always tough to come up with that second album when you've had tremendous success. Yeah. And I feel like the success of that first album overshadowed what's a really great set of songs on The Rainy Season.
Oh, man, that makes me so happy that you say that, because I actually think over all these years, that's my strongest album. Anytime I have to go back and listen to it, to sort of tell a new band member what the new arrangements of those songs might be live, I really sort of struck by how much I really still feel very proud of that record. The first one, I couldn't have repeated, and I didn't even try. I mean, you played Walk Through the World, which might be one of only two songs on that entire album where I even play piano. Much more guitar-oriented songs. Guitar, in fact, was my first instrument. I just became known right away as sort of quote-unquote a piano man because of Walking in Memphis. But the truth is, I just really like to write. I try to write a great song no matter what the instrument is. So The Rainy Season was a real departure. I think I lost some fans because it was different. But I'm still very, very proud of it and happy that you brought it up.
Oh, Paper Walls, one of my all-time favorites.
We just did a video of that at a gig of mine, which we're going to put up on YouTube. So
that's fantastic. Also, love the work you did on Join the Parade. So many great songs on that. And is that in many ways your most personal album?
Actually, I mean, I suppose, you know, all of the records that have original material of mine and everything except for Listening to, they're all very personal. I can look back at all of them and almost name a trauma that's associated with the record. That one is no different, but the first record had a lot to do with my childhood, which was difficult. The second record largely dealt with my divorce from my first wife. So they all have, they're not all incredibly traumatic, but they're all deeply personal, no doubt about it.
Well, and I think that's why people still love your music and love seeing you in concert to this day, because of the honesty that comes through in all the songs. Also, some great news in your family. I saw this post on Twitter, a very exciting news for your daughter.
So sweet of you, man. You've done some great research. Yeah, I have a 25-year-old daughter named Emily who loves filmmaking. She's been studying film in Prague and over in Ohio where she went to school, and she's been making very short movies for years now. But she finally made a full-length feature movie, raised all the money herself through a sort of a Kickstarter campaign, and it just got accepted into the Tribeca Film Festival. So I'm incredibly proud of her. I can't wait to be there to cheer her on when there's the opening premiere of the movie. It's called Crushed, spelled C-R-S-H-D. But I have to say, my oldest child, who is a 28-year-old young man, just is also a comedy writer for Comedy Central, and he just got a teleplay that he wrote accepted for The Simpsons. So I've got these two really creative older kids that I'm deeply proud of, and two younger ones as well that are too young to have careers. But, man, it feels good when they start to find their way and find something that really lights them up.
That's fantastic. Well, that's great news. Marka, we loved your music for years. So glad you'll be coming back to Maine April 14th at Aura in Portland. We look forward to the show. Wish you continued success. And thanks once again for coming back and visiting with us.
Thanks for your interest. I really appreciate it.